local news, culture, and NPR. For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. Welcome to Farm and Country, locally produced radio about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. On today's show...
And on today's show, it is live, not the tape recording that you just heard. It's going to be with Rosie Starr right here. Rosie, how are you?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our live and lively studios in Liberty, New York. Farm and Country is live today. And we are lively because we're here and we're joined with musicians, Cliff Westfall, to start off our show. It's a real honor to be in the studio, in a Farm and Country studio with Cliff Westfall.
You can tell it's live because I forgot to push the right button. We are live for our summer fun drive. I'm Tim Bruno, joining Rosie Starr and Cliff. For the fun drive today, a special treat. We're going to hear live local music all morning and afternoon long. You're going to hear Cliff and a lot of others. He's going to start us off because our summer fun drive is at the halfway point in terms of the calendar. We're scheduled to end it next Saturday. We're not quite the halfway point, though, when it comes to the fundraising. Instead of 50%, we're at 40%, right? So we need to be at 50% by the end of the day. And we need your help to do that, 845-482-4141, or go to WJFFradio.org. One of the ways, Rosie, we're going to get there is through some challenges. We have challenges you may have heard from some of our local businesses that band together and, you know, put up a challenge. We have a really special challenge today from folks that banded together, literally, a group of our dedicated volunteers, including yourself, all pitched in for like this supercharged challenge. It's a $1,000 challenge from our volunteers to you. So call us 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. This was spurred by one of our volunteers, Joe Johnson, who you may hear on air with Science Stories. He also is our All Things Considered host on Mondays. And Rosie, you pitched in, and a lot of others. We'll get down that list. But isn't that kind of amazing? You guys all band together to... You do such great work already on your own, volunteer, and then you're throwing some money into the pot. And why is that important, do you think, for you and for the other volunteers?
Well, I think it's, first of all, it's an honor that I'm in that little pool of being a volunteer and also having the opportunity to support the volunteers as a group. We're going to pool our money because it's the cool part. We need something cool in this heat of the summer. So we think it's really cool that volunteers got together to pool their money. And it's so cool that a musician, a well-known musician in our community, is here to help the phone ring. And by the way, if people want to call, it's 845-482-4141. But the gentleman sitting next to me is Cliff Westfall. I'm very familiar with his music from Rafters and the Western Hotel, and he represents the sound of Farm and Country. Since I've been a host of Farm and Country as a volunteer, I've learned a lot about country music, and in our community, these wonderful musicians exist, and here's an example, and my heart is just brimming with pride that I have him next to me. Wow, he has a fabulous guitar with him.
That is so nice to hear. I really appreciate that. It's an honor to be here. I love WJFF. I love Farm and Country. I love seeing you at my shows, Rosie. So all of that's cool.
Thank you so much for being here, Cliff. You're a singer-songwriter, as Rosie said, well-known around the area. You're traveling all over, though, too, right?
I do. Yeah, I've done some, this spring I did some shows down south, Kentucky, where I grew up, but also Nashville and Georgia and Indiana. I've done a lot of stuff up in the Northeast as well.
So. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking time out this morning to be here with us, and we appreciate it because we know you're busy, and we know it's early too. But we want you to give us a taste of what you're all about.
So all right, I'll be happy to. Here. Yeah. So yeah, these are decidedly non rock and roll hours, but that's all right. I got up early and woke my voice up along with it, which is not easy to do.
And before you start singing, can we wake the audience up while they're having their coffee and say WJFFradio.org is a fabulous website, so easy to climb on and donate. Please do it now while you're listening to Cliff, and thank you for joining us on this locally produced Farm and Country.
Well, I will say before I even start my song that I use that website all the time. It is a great website, and I listen to this station all the time, and I also am a donor. So I encourage everybody to do all of that too. Here's a song of mine. It's called That's How You Fall in Love. And I always have to warn people when I do this song, this is a cautionary tale, not a how-to guide. Don't bring her home to meet your mom. Don't introduce her to your friends. Yeah, they're gonna wanna know where the hell did she go when the whole thing comes to an end. And that's just bound to make things worse. And yet you're doing it all again. I seen that look on your face. I seen you grinning that grin. Boy, that's how you fall in love. Yeah, that's how you fall in love. That's how you fall in love. You're gonna curse the day you ever looked her way. That's how you fall in love. Well, now you think you're pretty sly. You say, until we meet again, when you should say goodbye. But don't you take a long lingering look in her eye. Cause that's how you fall in love. You wanna take her out to eat. You better try a piece of pie if you want something sweet. Cause if you taste those lips of hers, watch out, boy. That's how you fall in love. Hey, that's how you fall in love. That's how you fall in love. I got the scars to show that I'm the man who knows. That's how you fall, that's how you fall, that's how you fall in love. Don't you know that every broken chance started this life as a fine romance? You won't even get a backwards glance the day she walks on you. Now you can look, you can talk, go on and take her little dog to the park for a walk. Careful you don't end up circled in chalk, just another victim of love. Cause just as soon as you pretend that you can find your way out, you know you've gone round the bend. So if she invites you in, don't go, man, that's how you fall in love. Hey, that's how you fall in love, that's how you fall in love. You're gonna get too smart and break your own damn heart. That's how you fall in love. Hey, that's how you fall. That's how you fall. That's how you fall in love.
That's Cliff Westfall on a special Summer Fun Drive edition of Farm and Country. And Rosie Starr is here too. Great job. Thank you so much, Cliff. That's Thank how you. You fall in love. It is a cautionary tale.
I have to say that song represents humor and heartache. It's nothing like country music to bring out those two human emotions that we all know. I drive around the farm and country landscape with country music on, listening to this stuff, and I'm always laughing and crying at the same time. And here is this great musician that's right here.
Yeah, and Cliff, on your new album, Baby You Win, you've got a crew of great musicians, and you guys are kind of reimagining, drawing inspirations to explore a new idea of country and Americana.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have you say that. I appreciate it. I grew up loving AM rock and roll, and I love all kinds of rock and roll, but I grew up loving country music too, and so I try to bring in a lot of kind of early rock influences. So I feel like I'm trying to stay in a lineage that would include people like Dwight Yoakam, but going back before that, Johnny Horton and Duane Eddy, lots of people who kind of were walking both sides of that line.
Little humor of Roger Miller too.
Roger Miller is absolutely one of my favorite guys ever. And he was such a, yeah. There's this, it is said about him. Now I never, obviously it predates me, but, other songwriters used to follow him around Nashville because he just dropped quotable phrases that could be the basis of a song in regular conversation all the time. So you just like follow him around and write down what he said.
People walking around with a notebook and that became their inspiration for a song.
Yeah.
How are you finding inspiration for your songwriting?
That's, I mean, it's a, it's a, it's a, it's a, I always feel like I'm writing all the time and not writing at all somehow. I'm always, every once in a while, I'll come up with an idea where I think, okay, that's actually a peg that I can hang a song on, you know. And those are the kind of the golden moments when you think, okay, now I got to get to work. Those songs, when you find that inspiration, they tend to get written in a hurry. Like I can write that song that day, usually. But then the others take some work. So you just keep trying.
We're chatting with Cliff Westfall on a special edition of Farm and Country. Rosie Starr is here. I'm Tim Bruno, and it's our summer fun drive. As I mentioned, we have a $1,000 challenge from our dedicated volunteers. They got together, pooled some resources, and put together a $1,000 donation that we're trying to meet while we're on the air right now. If we can meet it by the end of Farm and Country, that's awesome. We've already heard from Sheila in Milanville. Thank you, Sheila.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
And just to mention, the folks that donated and pooled together the resources, Duncan, Matt, Rosie, Joe, Kit, Denise, and Kirsten all got together, put some money in the pot. It totaled $1,000. First of all, I mean, I'm touched. I know everyone else that's hearing this is probably touched too, because you guys put so much great work into your shows. We're not paying you. Sorry, Rosie. There's some coffee.
I'm a tea drinker.
Maybe I'll find some tea for you. But anyway, it's so meaningful to everyone that you guys go above and beyond to produce your shows, and then above and beyond to do this during our summer fun drive and challenge our listeners to step up as well. So we've got some more to go on this $1,000 challenge. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, Cliff, do you want to play some more of your great music?
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to. This is so. The song I just played, by the way, is one that has not actually been released yet, I'm going to do another one.
Oh, boy, this just in. Yeah, it's hot off the press. This is hot,
I'm kinda
sizzling
overdue
in
to get
the summer.
I'm a little bit overdue to get in the studio because I got a backlog of songs, but this is one I've been doing for a little while. But anyway, happy to play it for you now. It's called Messing With My Heart. That woman, I can see you got her in your sights. And what started off as wishing's a full-blown suspicion. Man, this is your lucky night. Well, I know who just what you're looking for, and it sure as hell ain't a fight. So if you kindly unhand my girlfriend, man, everything will be all right. Oh, no, I won't go all Charlie Manson just because I saw you two were dancing. But if you try and take it any further, mister, let me tell you, I'll be one mean mother. Yeah, you can have her over my cadaver. Now, boy, you better get smart. You're messing with a man who don't mess around when you're messing with my heart. Now, if I'm... Well, I wish you wouldn't call her baby. You hadn't ought to call me son. And I'll admit it's true, she's got a body built for two. But mister, I'm the only one. And we walked in here together, we'll be leaving out the very same way. So if you want to walk out under your own steam, you better listen now to what I say. Oh, no, I won't go all Charlie Manson just because I saw you two were dancing. But if you try and take it any further, mister, let me tell you, I'll be one mean mother. Yeah, you can have her over my cadaver. Now, boy, you better get smart. You know you're messing with a man. Don't mess around when you're messing with my heart. If you really want to see a man get mean, just try to tear my world apart. You'll be messing with a man who don't mess around when you're messing with my heart.
Oh, my goodness, that's fabulous.
Nice.
That
nice.
Is so visual. I think we should get a line dancing song. we're in... You know, in Sullivan County, he sounds like Kentucky. It's real authentic. It's real authentic country music here on the radio.
Well, it's a new favorite, I think. That is Cliff Westfall, who's here for our summer fun drive for a special edition of Farm and Country. That is a new song as well. We have a $1,000 challenge out there from our volunteers. We've heard from Sheila. You can help support us and support the local culture and news you hear in Farm and Country, the local music you're hearing as well from Cliff. 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org. And Cliff, well, you know, we talk about the country and Americana, but you really try to infuse some of the urban New York into the country Owensboro, Kentucky vibe where you grew up in Owensboro.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing too, Owensboro, obviously it ain't New York City.
No.
I'm not going to gild the lily here, but I will say that it is, if you've not been there, you know, you might have this idea of it being some small rural idyll. It's a blue collar town of about 60,000 people or so. Actually more than that now, but that's about what it was when I was growing up there. And so, you know, it's a small city but it was surrounded by, dry counties. And so we were kind of like, you know, there was a hotel there called, the Executive Inn, and their tagline was the Owensboro's Las Vegas on the Ohio. And there was definitely a Sin City aspect to Owensboro, which I got to say, I'm not complaining. I love it.
I was reading in your bio about how you used to sneak into a friend's family diner just to hear the Dwight Yoakam tunes they had on the jukebox.
When he first hit, I was still pretty young, and we couldn't believe what we were hearing. It's like, that's what we've been looking for. So that's, you know, because it really just, and you know, I've heard people say about Dwight Yoakam in particular that he's the country guy that all the rock and rollers love. I think you can really hear that. And it's like, so I sometimes say that what I'm trying to do is write a real classic country song and then play it with a rock band. So, so we're kind of walking that line.
How do you transition from that like sort of rock band mode to what you're doing right now? I know it's a different vibe because you're in the studio and you're solo and it's early. But do you like that switch from being the big band to like being up there solo a little bit too?
You know, I used to pretty much exclusively play with a band, and in fact, I used to play with an even bigger band. That nowadays I usually go out with a 4-piece band, but I used to play with 5 and even 6 pieces, and that's really fun. There's no denying it, but there's something about doing it solo because you can change your mind so instantly, you know. Anybody who's tried to lead a band will tell you that scheduling the other guys is the worst part of it's the worst part of music, as far as I'm concerned. But no, I like them both, but I do enjoy playing solo for sure.
While you find the next one you want to entertain us with, Rosie, would you remind folks about the Summer Fun Drive and what's going on and how they can contribute to support this great
local music?
Yes, despite
the fact that it's probably a little bit after 10 and we're having so much fun in the studio in Liberty, the reason why we're here, we're having our Summer Fun Drive, and now it's up to you to support what we're doing over here. We're asking you to join us at 90.5. Well, give us a call, 845-482-4141, or go online, wjffradio.org. Pledge any amount you'd like to help support. We have this $1,000 grant challenge. The volunteers have pulled together their money, and now it's time for you to step up to the plate and just drop a dime in the bucket of the pool of money that we need and see. Because this is what sustains the radio station, is your financial donations, and you do that wjffradio.org or 845-482-4141. And I have to say, I took note of Cliff's beautiful guitar when he walked in. I said, not only is it gray, and I got close to it, and he says, and there's a hummingbird on it. So it's a true farm and country guitar here.
Well, tell us about that guitar.
I'm glad you asked because I do love this guitar. This is a 2007 Hummingbird, Gibson Hummingbird, which, you know, hummingbirds are pretty well-known make of guitar, you know, put out by Gibson. But this one is in a color that they call Silverburst. So it's black, which fades to silver in the center of the body of the guitar. And very striking looking. I've heard some... I actually walked in one time to a repair shop and overheard a guitar player who shall remain nameless on this broadcast. I forget exactly what he said, but it wasn't nice about this guitar. So I think it's a love it or hate it guitar. I love it. But it's they only made 25 of these in 2007. Oh, so wow. I have it's a very unique color.
It's got the unique like inlay on it too. Like there's the on the front there with the butterfly and some
hummingbird
flora fauna.
And,
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
the trumpet vine that the hummingbirds find their nectar. So that's how they get the sweetness coming out of that guitar.
There's some sweetness coming out of the guitar with Cliff Westfall this morning. Well, we love it. So
I appreciate it. It was when I bought it. It was really pristine looking. I mean, I've got it used, but. I've beaten it up a little bit since then, but, you know, that's what you do with a guitar.
Yeah.
845-482-4141 is the number to call. Mimi is here, ready to take your donation. Go online, wjffradio.org. Support Radio Catskill and their volunteers.
Yeah, and we just heard from another person, one of our listeners supporting one of our volunteers, Michael from Jeffersonville, donating in honor of Ballads and Banjos, Sonia's show, which is on at 7 on Saturdays. Sonia couldn't be in this morning. She'll be in next weekend, but we still had her show and she's going to be in live. So we now, after hearing from Sheila and Michael, we have just $825 to go on this challenge, a $1,000 challenge from our great volunteers. So call, support the volunteers, support your favorite show. Make a DJ happy. Rosie's happy because Cliff's here, but you can make her happy too by going to our show page at wjffradio.org and make a donation in honor of Farm and Country as well. Everything goes toward the challenge and the overall goal that we have. Here's more of Cliff Westfall. Cliff.
Okay, thank you very much. And yeah, please do call in. I strongly support that. A message that I endorse. Here's a song of mine called Knee Deep in Love. She said, meet me in the alley. I told her I was gonna. Figured maybe we were gonna smoke some marijuana. But she kissed me on the mouth, licked me on the teeth. I'd always had some feelings, but I kept them underneath. And now they all come out in a tumbling mess. But I was damn good and ready to take that test. I said, baby, this is all so surprising. Baby, but I can see a new horizon. Oh, baby, I kind of like the view now that I can see a different side of you. I don't care about the future, forget about the past. I'm knee deep in love and it's a coming up fast. Said, baby, I've been waiting in the lost and found. I don't think my former owner's ever coming back around. So if you took me home, nobody'd call it wrong. I'll only stay as long as I ain't stayed too long. Well, she looked me in the eye, said, I got just one word. As soon as we stopped kissing, this is what I heard. She said, baby, I couldn't wait another minute. Baby, there ain't a way to spin it. Oh, baby, I just had to do whatever I could do to get up next to you. I don't care about the future, forget about the past. I'm knee deep in love and it's a coming up fast. She said, why don't you come over? I could show you around. And if you let me up, you're gonna let me down. Well, my heart started thumping right out of my chest. I had a feeling I'd be more than a guest. I said, wait a minute, honey. I went inside. I grabbed my car keys and we went for a ride. I said, baby, this is all so surprising. Baby, but I can see a new horizon. Oh, baby, I kinda like the view now that I can see a different side of you. I don't care about the future, forget about the past. I'm knee deep in love and it's a coming up fast. Oh, baby, whoa, baby, whoa, baby, whoa, baby.
Honey, if you're listening, it sounds like when we first met.
Yeah, that was that's my song with some adult situations in it, no doubt.
you if you're listening, you're just tuning in, you lucked out. You're listening to Cliff Westfall here on a special summer fun drive edition of Farm and Country. Cliff is entertaining us this morning, and we're going to hear from a lot of live local musicians live today throughout the day until 4. Lucas Rotman's coming up next. We're going to hear from others later. Tyler Dempsey, Ron Horton, Jamie Lilly, more coming up all live today. Cliff, we really appreciate you coming in to entertain us this morning. We have time for one more if you're up for it.
Sure.
Just to remind people that we're in our summer fun drive. We're at 40% of our goal. We're trying to get to 50% by the end of the day. That would keep us on track. We are halfway through the allotted time we have for this fun drive at this halfway point on Saturday, but we're not halfway through in the fundraising. So we need to get to that 50% mark in funds. Call us at 845-482-4141 or go to wjffradio.org. Quick ways to get us there is to donate during this challenge we have from our dedicated volunteers. They joined forces, and put together a $1,000 challenge. We've got $825 of that to go. So call us, 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org.
Tim, if I may say so, so many folks stop me in the community to say how much they love Radio Catskill or Farm and Country and all the work of the volunteers. Here's an opportunity for those folks to step up to their computer or give us a call and go online now and donate. Here's an opportunity to show your appreciation. Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah. Is there a song about that? Please call 845-482-4141. And at this point, I also would like to thank all those that have already gotten us to this point. For those that have already donated, we thank you. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But we're trying to, you know, end the fun drive and for...
Thank you for being cool.
Thank you for being cool and being part of our Radio Catskill.
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you for being cool.
Thanks for being cool.
Thank you for being cool. Well, and here's just WJFFradio.org.
Yeah, and we just heard from Anonymous in Smallwood. So now just $795 to go on that super volunteer challenge. And Cliff, thank you for being cool. Thanks for coming in today. Where can we catch you coming up?
I'm going to be at the Narrowsburg River Fest on Sunday, the 28th of July, and at the Hancock Town Square on August 3rd, and the Western in Calicoon on Friday, August 9th, and Rafters Tavern in Calicoon on August 24th. I'm going to be at the Bethel gazebo thing on the 8th, actually. That's a solo thing with my friend Elizabeth Rose. I'm probably leaving something out, too.
Well, go to cliffwestballmusic.com to check out the whole schedule and all things Cliff.
Yeah, and you know, the easiest way is to follow me on Instagram or Facebook, because it just, then I try to post all my shows there. I'm not the best at it. I need a social media manager aside from myself. I need to fire myself. But that's the easiest way to do
it. Is that at Cliff Westfall Music?
At Cliff Westfall Music on either Facebook or Insta will work. So,
all right, this is Cliff Westfall and a special summer fun drive edition of Farm and Country.
Great, thank you. So I'm going to – everything I've played so far is kind of like up-tempo, and as you said, at least hopefully kind of humorous while also sad mostly, but a little bit of both. This is an unusual song for me, more of a dark minor key song that I wrote when I found out that I had three great – My great-grandfather had three uncles killed in the Civil War. They were all fighting for the Union side from Kentucky, which a lot of people don't know that that's where a lot of them came from. More people from Kentucky went to the Union. But anyway, when they went to enlist, they had to go under cover of darkness because it was so dangerous, because you could just kill people on the road for just about anything. So anyway, that's what this song is about, is being in an environment like that. I am a pilgrim, I didn't come here to die. I got pushed in a corner, knew I had to fight, but I never knew quite why. I was on my own before that day. I'm pretty sure now it's gonna stay that way. It's true, I guess I've had my fun, but they don't call it murder now. War's begun. Well, you and I may quarrel, then meet again as friends. But there's a frame around us all on which our lives depend. When that banner changes, whatever will you do, my wish for you? Long may that banner run. 'Cause they don't call it murder now. The war's begun.